Bert Show.
Who has a saved body part in their house somewhere? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. All right, so we were talking earlier this morning about...
My pee stick.
Your pee stick.
Yes.
It's true.
I shared on Instagram in my Insta stories that I still have the pee stick that showed the positive pregnancy test from when I got pregnant and or found out I was pregnant with my son, Jimmy. So this stick that I urinated on... It has been sitting in the bathroom drawer for almost 3 years now.
So I can understand this. Like, that is a memento.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's a, yeah, it's a big deal, right? So I was telling Kristen that, after we made fun of her, that when I had cartilage taken out of my knee, like, I mean, we're talking about 25 years ago when they weren't very good at it. When you said you had a knee problem, they're like, all right, we're just going to rip as much cartilage as we can. You're going to have to deal with bone on bone for the rest of your life. But I had the cartilage in, like... They used to give you a jar and they used to put solution in it and there was your cartilage. I guess they figured you spend thousands of dollars on it. Merry Christmas. So I kept it in my house for a long time. And then Kristen said she wanted to keep one of Bart's parts in the house.
My husband cut off half his finger in a tragic table saw incident approximately 10 years ago. And, me being the type of supportive partner that I am, in his sedated state, I asked the doctor, where's the finger? I want to keep the finger. Because, you know, it's his.
Right.
It's
like, sense to me.
Right? And they would not allow us to take the finger. It was a biohazard. And so we weren't given permission to take it. We were denied his finger.
So are we normal or not? Do you have a body part that is not attached to your body somewhere in your house?
I know. I do have my dog's bladder stones.
Huh?
But it's your spice cabinet must just be popping. So Leroy, like over... Like 15 years ago or something like that, almost, he had urinary issues and that we had to do surgery. And there was like this giant bladder stone. All the little stones had joined together to form one giant stone. And it looks like a blackberry.
Infinity stone.
It is. It's fascinating. And I have it in a little medicine container in the same bathroom drawer where my pee stick is.
Is it in like a prescription bottle?
Yeah.
So you could be going in there to get like a different prescription. You're going to end up eating those things?
No, you can't eat that. It's hard. It's like a rock and it looks like...
So is an Advil.
But no, it's big. It's like a blackberry. It's a huge blackberry.
Okay. All right, we're not the only ones.
Thank God it's not in your produce drawer.
All right, David, good morning. You have a body part still in your house somewhere. You're just not letting that thing go. David.
David.
Okay,
sorry.
What's up, man?
So my mother saved the skin from my circumcision.
What? Whoa. No, she did not.
Skin Stop from it. The circumcision.
Stop.
And where does one put that?
She put it in a photo album at the beginning of my graduation booklet.
No, I was going to say scrapbook, but I was joking.
Come on.
Seriously?
Wait.
I wish that was a joke. It's not. She saved it, and she put it in there, and then on my graduation day, she showed everybody.
Oh, no. What?
Your mother?
She should be arrested.
Why, bro? Why?
Is a fascinating human being.
That she is.
Yes, she is.
You win.
Yeah. I mean, you're the first caller, and I don't know how we're going to beat this.
You came strong.
You can't beat foreskin.
Now, does it actually say, like, in the scrapbook what it is, or is it just a white page with your foreskin?
It is my baby picture, date of birth, all the actual things, and then foreskin.
Yeah, so wow. 8 pounds, 2 ounces, 27 inches long, foreskin.
Yep. Damn. All right, David. Thank you, man.
That was a hell of a start.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
That's tough.
Good morning, Teresa. You're part of the Bert Show. There are body parts in your house that are not attached to a body.
Yeah, I can't beat foreskin. But I have all of my children's baby teeth and my wisdom teeth from when I was 16. I recently had to get rid of them because I'm now remarried. And my new husband found the box of teeth and thought I was a voodoo queen.
Now, I kind of understand the kids' teeth, right? But why are you saving your own wisdom teeth?
I don't know. know, they were cool looking. I thought maybe one day earrings. I'm not sure. I couldn't get rid of them.
Earrings.
I see why you thought you were the voodoo queen.
No. There's a reason why people keep the teeth. And I don't know if you saw this, but it went viral on the internet a while ago. My friend Leslie from Alabama is the one who found it. And wow. This is very Alabama-esque.
This can't be about teeth then if it's also an Alabama story.
No, it's about the loss of teeth. You're so rich. You're so mean.
That's low-hanging fruit. I'm better than that. I'm sorry.
You are better than that. No, so this grandpa carved different animals and took his grandchildren's teeth and made the animal, like, gave the animals teeth that were his grandchildren's teeth that had fallen out. So there's, like, a beaver that he carved out of wood, and he used his granddaughter's teeth as the teeth of the beaver. I swear. No,
stop.
I swear. And so the kids are opening this at, like, you know, they're older now, and they're opening this at Christmas, and they are dying laughing because, like, yeah, there's, like, these hand-carved animals, but it's real human teeth that they have that used to be the kids.
So you got something going on in your relationship, it's not quite sitting well with you, and you're not really sure if it's shady or not. He's got two Instagram accounts, right? One that he's hiding from her, and she's wondering if this is shady or not. The email says, "Hi all, I have something that's been bothering me about my boyfriend. We've been dating for 4 months. Up until now, things been pretty normal. One night, we were both looking at our phones. We found something funny on Instagram, and we watched it a few times. I asked what he was laughing at, and he said he sent it to me. I checked my messages, and I saw the video. But the account it was sent from wasn't his usual Instagram account. It was another account entirely.
Uh-oh.
This second account didn't use his full name and had a picture of a dog as the profile picture, which is odd since he doesn't have a dog. Okay. I asked him about it, and he seemed kind of surprised, almost like he didn't mean to send it from that account. After a pause, he said he uses two accounts, one for coworkers and professional contacts, and the other he gives to his personal friends and family. While that logic may not seem that strange, his second account isn't professional at all. What he posts has nothing to do with his professional work. The content is very similar to what he posts on his quote unquote personal feed. So why the need for two? She asks. It's making me feel uncomfortable. I'm not sure why. Is this something I should be worried about?
Mo, why would any man need two separate Instagram accounts?
Two reasons come to mind. You usually would have a burner because you are trying to comment, two people about things that you don't want them to know that you're personally saying, or because you use the other account to talk to women and you don't want the woman you know to know about it. That's the two reasons that come to mind for me.
I mean, something's got... I mean, the only reason we can come up with specific reasons, but they all fall under the category of shady, right?
Shady. Yeah, I was going to go in the same direction as Mo, but the one thing I can't put my finger on is when you have a burner account, typically you don't use it to post like the same photos.
Yeah.
Like for me... spoiler alert, I have a burner account because sometimes I like to creep on people's Instagram stories. And it's a little obvious when you got that blue check mark when when you're looking at somebody's Instagram story and you don't follow them. They're like, why is Abby on my, why is she here? But I don't want to, what I can't put my finger on is why he would want to post similar things.
Yeah.
But have a second account for it. That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Yeah. Typically people who have a Finsta or a burner, they're not like, they're not following anybody. They're not posting anything. They're using it to lurk. Like you just use it to lurk on other people's pages. So this is suspect. This is very, very sus.
For sure.
Go ahead and play it, Tommy. It's shady. It's shady AF, man. Give it to me.
Yeah, there's no other way around it.
I don't see
what
else.
But what do you do? So now, he did it, and he's outed himself. Is he going to turn this around on her if she makes it a thing? Like, how do you have that conversation?
Oh, of course, if he's going to get defensive, he's going to turn it around on her. But I still think it needs to be talked about, because why do you need two Instagram accounts for what seem like pretty similar purposes, mm-hmm. other than like one's personal, one's professional.
Does everybody in here have a fake Insta?
I do.
You do?
I
do. You do? Yeah. You do? Cassie has. I do not. There must be so much freedom in that.
Oh, it is.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Freedom in what way?
It just gets weird when you're like,
if you really want a convincing fake Insta account, like there's one where you can use for lurking. And then if you really want a fake one, like you have to cultivate it with fake posts and you have to follow people, but it can't be all celebrities because that's a giveaway, but it can't be anyone you know from your personal life because that's a giveaway. So you really have, there's an art to setting up a fake Instagram account to make it look like it's not you.
It sounds exhausting, but once you're through that process, it must be so freeing.
Yeah, I don't use it often. I'm not checking it like every single, I don't lurk every single day. That would be exhausting. You just lurk when you...
Every once in a while.
When you get alert.
When your curiosity is piqued, you get on Jane XXXY.
my curiosity is piqued. So was there one reason why you guys got fake Instas or was it just in general?
Yes, there was a reason.
There was a reason for you.
Many moons ago.
You were looking for one specific person to spy on?
I'm not going to tell you.
you're 3/4 already through the door.
Yeah, there was, oh my God, this was a hot minute ago, but it wasn't just one person. It was a couple people.
Okay. One person?
It was one person for me too.
One person.
Yeah, for me, I had a fat crush on this guy in college and I was like, he can't know how many times I'm looking at his Instagram story. So then thus Jane XXXXY was born.
Okay.
Yeah, a specific person. Because then if you slip up and like something or they see who's watching the stories, it's not a giveaway.
Gotcha.
So it's like, for me, it was an ex. I wanted to look at.
Fascinating world.
For me, it feels like you get to go to a party where you know people are going to talk about you and you can listen as someone else.
Yeah. One of the most fun Halloweens I ever had is when I had a mask on and I was Bert Schobert there, but nobody knew it was me.
It's that
it felt
feeling.
So freeing walking through the party. Nobody knew it was me, right?
That's the feeling.
The Bert Show.